are listening to the Do Less, Achieve More podcast with me, Anna Charles. This is episode number one. Hi everyone, welcome to my podcast. Very excited to be with you here today. As a brief introduction, my purpose with this podcast is each week to give people the tools they need to help themselves lead their best life, to create the life they desire, without the stress. I think too many people have too much of that in their lives. Now, a lot of my work is on getting control of your brain, the most powerful tool at your disposal. Each week I'll share with you tools and techniques and approaches and information that can change everything. And everything I share and talk about is work that I have seen the effect of firsthand. And this work, I have to tell you, completely changed my life, and that's what I want for you too. Now, I'll be keeping these podcasts fairly short, just 10 to 15 minutes, as I know many of you are busy. So let's get started. Today, we're going to start off by talking about what makes you tick. And if I were to ask all of you what your motivations are, what makes you tick, it's likely I'll get a wide variety of responses. I would say, for instance, that I'm excited at helping people, at making a difference and serving as an example of what's possible, and certainly of pushing my boundaries. And you're likely to give me, you know, your own response to your own motivations. But what I want to talk about today is the thing that we all have in common, and that is that our human brains are wired to work along three lines: to seek pleasure, avoid pain, and to exert the least amount of effort possible. This is often called the motivational triad, and it comes from generations of evolution, the focus being on safety, security, and survival. So let's talk about the first one, seeking pleasure. Back in caveman days, this was all about staying in the cave, staying safe, staying warm. And what's more, if we did this, it kept us out of reach of predators. It gave us a sense of security. By seeking the pleasure of hanging out in our caves, it literally kept us alive. And incidentally, this is one of the reasons why we as humans get like food, why we get a dopamine hit when we eat food, because that pleasurable response was the driver we needed to get ourselves out of our caves and be ready and willing to face the dangers outside in the pursuit of getting food, because we need food to survive. So again, it was all about survival. This is pleasure driving survival. So that's seeking pleasure. When we come to the second way we're wired to avoid pain, well, again, in those olden days, danger was everywhere. There was a real and present danger that if we stepped out of our cave, we'd be eaten or chased by a wild animal, that you could poison yourself if you ate the wrong berry. And this is where the fight or flight response comes from, when we have adrenaline coursing through our veins and in a dangerous or fearful situation, we get ready to run or to fight. And that response in those days would literally save our life. Now, we don't have many of these situations today. I'm talking about everyday, day-to-day life. But we still have and use those same reactions to life or death fear. So this is why if you looks like you're going to miss a meeting, you know, you'll feel adrenaline pumping through your body. Well, you'll have a strong response if you fear you're going to get a bad grade in an exam, or even, frankly, if you're going to tell your spouse some bad news. You're going to have that same reaction, that same feeling of wanting to fight it or to run away from it. But you're not facing the same level of danger as with a lion coming running towards you. You're not going to die in these situations. And this is why this fight or flight response is not really a useful response for us in the modern world to most situations. So now let's come to the third element of the motivational triad, where we are wired to exert the least amount of effort possible in a situation. We are programmed to conserve energy because, again, back in those old days, that was what kept us alive. And this is why if we tell ourselves something's hard, we balk at doing it because it means we are faced with the prospect of spending energy on ourselves, and that is something that the brain is wired not to do. This is also one of the reasons why our brains like to be efficient. Processing individual instructions is hard work. Imagine how tiresome and full of effort life would be if you had to think about every step in your morning routine, even for instance, just cleaning your teeth. So you have to put out your hand, use your fingers to grab your toothbrush, get the toothpaste with your other hand, squeeze out, put the lid on the toothpaste, so on and so forth. If we had to consciously think of each instruction, each step as we went through that process, that would be tremendously inefficient and a lot of effort. So this is why the brain likes to be efficient with repeated tasks. So how we, as I said, clean our teeth, how we walk, how to hold a knife, how to drink a glass of water. These are all tasks that we have predefined processes for. This is also explains, incidentally, why if you drive to work or wherever you're going, a route you do a lot, and you get there and you think, how on earth did I get here? I didn't remember the journey at all. It's programmed. It becomes an unconscious reaction. So the brain wants to save energy, and that's why it does this. But the brain wants to do this more than is good for us. And this is why it can be quite tricky to change a habit, even if you know you want to. So for instance, you know, if you have a routine that you come in from work, take your coat off, put the keys on the hook, and then go to the fridge to open the white wine, that's why that becomes something that almost feels like it's an unconscious process routine that you're going through. And it's simply because it's easier for the brain to do that. And this is why, on the contrary, it feels like really hard work to do something for the first time or to break a habit, because you're going against all of the programming that has been set up. Now, mastering your mind, I think, all comes down to understanding these three ways that we are wired to work. And if you're aware of them, you can anticipate your responses to certain situations. Expect and anticipate this and use that knowledge to your advantage. So here are some examples. Expect to feel fear and an adrenaline response if you're doing something that you think is scary or that you have done, you're doing for the first time. Let's say, for instance, if you're going on a first date or if you're presenting to a packed ballroom of people, you're going to have that adrenaline surge, you're going to have that reaction, and it's simply your brain doing its job. It's your brain protecting you from the pain of failure. The brain just doesn't understand that doing those things, or for instance, going on a job interview, isn't a case of life or death. So it has that same reaction whether you are going to a job interview or being chased by a lion. So just be aware of that and expect to have those sensations. Understand this is why you feel such a pull to do something like watch Netflix or scroll on your phone or chat with your friends when you know that isn't the best use of time for you, and you when you really actually want to be spending time working on a book or doing something for yourself, but you feel that draw. That's because you are programmed to want to exert as little effort as possible. Or here's an even more insidious example. Let's say that you want to work on your book, but you find yourself doing another job like cleaning the bathroom or preparing dinner or calling your mother because you said you would. All of those seem preferable to starting work on your big project because they require less effort. Again, that was number three of the three wirings that I spoke about. And also you get a sense of pleasure, the first one, and a hit of dopamine from feeling good about getting stuff done, even though and even if it's not the job that you really wanted to be working on. The desire to quit, for instance, the desire to give up on something that maybe you're finding hard, is always going to be driven by your primitive brain, because your brain is going to be looking for opportunities to quit to make life easy for yourself. It wants to exert the least amount of effort possible. So that's why you might feel that pull to give up, even though, you know, you really don't want to. So in summary, know that's how you're wired expect and anticipate those reactions. And simply by doing that, it puts you in a position of where you are able to master your mind. Start mastering your mind to create that life, because you are directing your brain in a way that serves you. Above all else, though, know that if you experience any of this kind of reaction, that there's nothing wrong with you. It is just how you are wired. But the really cool thing is that you can use that same brain to direct itself into the way you want your life to be run. Okay, so I'll keep it brief, and that's it for now. I'll see you next week. Now, as this podcast is new, I'm going to be asking for reviews, at least for the first few episodes. And I would say if you find them helpful, I would be so immensely grateful to receive a review. I love hearing from the people I help. And I also wanted to ask if you'd be willing to share this podcast with someone you love, or even share it on social media. And if you do that and tag me, then I'll see it too. Okay, that's it for now. Thanks so much for listening to the show, and I'll see you next week.